Our text today, John 10:10. Thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have came that they may have life and have it abundantly. If you were asking anybody, what would you say? What do you think they would say? I don't think I want abundant life. I think I just want a meaningless life where I waste my time and, you know, just be a waste of space, kind of. I think that's what people would say. I don't want an abundant life. Nah, no thanks. Is that really our problem today? It's not really a problem, is it? It's not that we don't want an abundant life. The problem is, we go about fulfilling that desire in the wrong way. We live our lives like we are the shepherd. We live our lives as if Jesus is not a shepherd or a good shepherd. So today on Good Shepherd Sunday, we remember two things. We are God's sheep, and He is our good shepherd. As sheep, we think we know what's better, don't we? We get stubborn. We think we can know the path to abundant life, and we go our own way often, don't we? It's just that simple that we stray when we forget that we have a good shepherd and a powerful shepherd and a loving shepherd. And when we stray, we end up getting ourselves into mess. Our sinful choices create resentment, create fear, despair, stubbornness, even blindness to the mess that we have brought ourselves in. And there's only one who can lead us out and lead us to green pastures. There are two choices in our gospel reading, aren't there? There is the thief and there is the good shepherd. The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. The good shepherd comes to bring life in abundance. The good shepherd shows us today what abundant life is. It's very simple. It's not found in the car that we drive, it's not found in the house that we have, it's not found in how many children we have, or how good their grades are, or how many victories they get in a game. It's not found in how nice our clothes are, how many people like us. It's not found in how we compare with other people. It's not found in how big our church is. It's not found in there. It's not found in how many people we have in the pews on Sunday morning. Well, of course, we all like that, right? But it's not found in that. It's not found in what I can do for myself, or how I can accumulate the most stuff, or get the most that I want. It's not found in that. Jesus makes it very clear for us what the abundant life is found in. It's found in following Him. That's it. Isn't it nice to have things that are simple? In a world that's so confusing, there's so many things coming at you about what life is all about, and don't miss out, and every commercial is, right? You gotta have this to be happy. You gotta be like this to be happy. You're missing out. Jesus says, no, you're not. You're missing out when you don't follow me. That's where life is found. Anybody seen the show Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? I know it's not as popular, but I was watching that yesterday, catching up on it. It's very fascinating this season. The heroes, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the heroes have taken over Hydra. Hydra found a way, the villains, to put them to sleep, and so that now they're living in a virtual world. And they don't know the truth, that they're really in a fake world. And they think in this world that they're doing everything right, that they're living their life to the fullest, and not wasting their time, but rather that the enemies are these S.H.I.E.L.D. people, these resistance people who are rebelling. It is these people we must take out in order to protect others from the abundant life that they deserve. And so they do horrific things, bad things, and yet they think they're doing the right thing. But there are two people in the show that are awake. There are two people that know the truth and know that what their friends are living is a lie. And guess what their mission is to wake their friends up. To tell them, you're sleeping, you're living under a lie, this isn't real. In your real life, you know the truth. You fight for good and justice. And you know your leader. He is good. So they go and they try to wake up their friends. And you know what it takes to wake them up? The right words. The right words. You know what else it takes? A sacrifice. One of the people who was asleep witnesses one of the heroes give his life to save a child from a building that's about to collapse. And she wakes up. Because she realizes this person, who she thought was actually evil and a thug, could not be. Because he laid down his life for that child in the building. So that not only the child, but this person too in the building, her, could live. She wakes up. That's a picture today in our church, in our culture. So we have been lulled asleep by the thief who's come to steal and kill and destroy. That's his game. That's what he wants to do to you. And we've been taught to believe that this is life. And more so that now we have a reason to be angry at our good shepherd because we do not feel or experience as much joy or happiness or fulfillment in what we do. And so this thief, the devil, he even gets us to live our lives about what's not life, and then he turns around and gets us to believe that this is actually what Jesus means as well. So that we cannot get angry at the devil, but angry at Jesus for not being the good shepherd. It sounds like we need a voice to wake us up. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. The voice of the Good Shepherd is calling you again today for you to awake, to know and to remember the truth about life, about why you are here, and about who you are. It's not based on what you've done. It's not based on What others say about you? You're not missing out. It's based on what the Good Shepherd says, and what the Good Shepherd has done for you. The voice of grace, truth, and love. Follow me. I love you. You can trust me. I died for you to protect you from eternal death and the devil who would seek to steal, kill, and destroy your soul and your life. I am good. I am all powerful, and no one can snatch you out of my hand. Rest in me and trust in me. Regardless of where I lead, keep your eyes fixed on me and your ears attuned to my voice, not on how good things appear to be going. I am leading you. I'm calling you to the right path, the path of life. You are still my sheep and under my gracious care. Sometimes we can be afraid of what he's going to say to us, don't we? We can be afraid of letting go of that staff. Because he might lead us to somewhere we don't want to go. He not only leads us to green pastures, he leads us through the valleys. Through death itself. Our own death. And deaths of other people. He opens our eyes to see suffering. To see what we thought all these people had, and maybe in our own lives too. They're actually lost, and that's painful. Do we want to see that? He leads us into suffering and rejection and sacrifice, yes. Following his example, following his character as his sheep. Is that life? And yet we see our Lord, our Shepherd, the example that he set. He had spent his life getting what all the advertisements told him to get, or what culture said he should get. He spent his whole life following the voice of the Father, the good Father. The good God, the only God. And that abundant life that he lived for us led him to the cross, where he would lay down his life for us, his enemies, his strange sheep, so that we would be brought into his fold, protected, provided for, empowered, and led out to green pastures, and to follow wherever he leads. We need a renewal, don't we? In our hearts and our minds, and that's what the Holy Spirit comes to give us. And in Easter, we know that Jesus is alive. He's not a dead shepherd. He's a living shepherd. He's a powerful shepherd. The most powerful. And he comes to us to set us free from all those lies that have kept us in bondage. And all of that sadness and suffering that we go through needlessly because we believe those lies. And he sets us free from devoting our lives to those abundant life ideas out there. And instead we devote our lives to him. Because we see him as the good shepherd. Again, it's simple. We simply need to hear his voice. Not just on this morning. And you'll go out the rest of your week and you're here. hundreds of other voices out there, how many of them will be good? What will you do to devote yourself to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, what he's telling you today, to keep it through this week? In Acts 2, he gives a picture that the Christians, the sheep, devoted themselves to the Word, the apostles' teaching, to coming to study the Bible together, meet in their homes together, to eat together. Because together, there is one shepherd. Together, we are on a mission together to know and follow the Good Shepherd and to bring in those who are straying and lost. That is why we are here. Your brothers and sisters are not your enemies. I am not your enemy. I am your brother. I'm your friend. I am your shepherd to lead you into that truth. For even those things that we experience that might be good will only be temporary. But the gifts the Good Shepherd gives to us last forever. And so we do whatever it takes to keep his truth in our minds. Before we start our days, we hear from the voice of the Good Shepherd. Don't you know it's called a devotion? Wow. A sign of devotion, right? This day does not belong to me. Good Shepherd, speak to me. Tell me what you want me to do today. Let me live in your truth today. And as we go about our day, we talk to him. That's prayer. And we let him know about our worries and our fears and our doubts and our failures. And he listens. And he loves. And he continues to lead. And to guide us each and every moment of our lives. Before we eat, we give thanks to the Good Shepherd for giving us and providing us all the food that we've been given, and all of our blessings, that our cup overflows, that his goodness and mercy continue to follow us, and his presence is with us forever. As a life of thanksgiving, and devoting ourselves to fellowship with the other sheep, knowing we're not here on our own, knowing we cannot leave our lives on our own, we will fall. We will be prey if we are on our own. Sheep need other sheep. So we devote ourselves to encouraging those other sheep who too are hurt, who too want to wander, who too forget the goodness of Jesus. Yes, this Good Shepherd shepherds even through you and me. And at the end of our day, we get on our knees and thank our Good Shepherd for leading us today, for providing for us, for using us in the midst of our failures. And we confess our sins to the Good Shepherd. And he anoints our head with oil and heals and forgives us and reminds us that by his wounds we are healed. We are his sheep. We belong to him. That's the abundant life. No doubt we fail. And no doubt as well, Jesus calls to remind us that we belong to him because he has laid down his life for us, not because we have been such good sheep. Max Lucado tells a story about there was a great banquet in a town and everybody came to hear this amazing actor who would recite poetry and sing, and eloquently display his skills, and he did a lot of famous works. And he did several pieces that night, and everybody was very impressed by him. And someone had a request about something for him to do and recite. It was an old man who stood up in the back and weakly asked him if he could recite the words to Psalm 23. The actor said he did know this psalm and he would do it under one condition, that this old man would do it after he did. So he agreed. And the actor vigorously, powerfully recited the words to this psalm in a way that captivated all the people. And after he was finished, people were in awe and amazed and rose up to give him a standing ovation and applauded this wonderful recitation. And the old man had to follow that. Well, he began. His voice wasn't nearly as strong as the amazing actor. In fact, it was even cracking at times. It was weary because of all the trials he had gone through. But he recited that song. And when he was finished, there was no thunderous applause. There was no standing ovation. But there also wasn't a single dry eye in the audience. And later someone asked that actor what he thought about that old man's reading of the psalm. And he said this: "I knew the psalm, but that man knows the shepherd." So as Jesus' sheep, let us say the words of this psalm together. It's written out for us in hymn verse as LSB 710. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. On page 4 there. He makes me down to lie. In pastures green he leadeth me, the quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make within the paths of righteousness, even for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk in death's dark vale, yet will I fear no ill, for thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. My table thou hast furnished in presence of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. Good Shepherd is here today, reminding you that you are his sheep and that he is your shepherd. Shepherd who loves, protects, guides, saves, delivers, and empowers you to live the abundant life. In his name, amen. Peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds firmly in Christ Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. Take a moment of silence to write down what God is giving you today and telling you to do or believe as a result of his word.